Casting Off, written by Elizabeth Jane Howard and read by Jill Balkin.
Foreword. The following background is intended for those who are unfamiliar with the Cazalet Chronicle, a quartet of novels whose first three volumes are The Light Years, Marking Time and Confusion. In the summer of 1945, William and Kitty Cazalet, known to their family as the Brig and the Duchy, are living quietly in the family house, Home Place, in Sussex. The Brig is now blind. They have an unmarried daughter, Rachel, and three sons who all work in the family timber firm. Hugh is a widower. Edward is married but entangled in a serious affair, and Rupert has just returned to England and his wife Zoe, having been missing in France since Dunkirk. Edward's daughter Louise is struggling with her marriage to the portrait painter Michael Hadley. They have one son, Sebastian. Louise's brother Teddy, training in the RAF in Arizona, has not yet returned with his American bride. Polly and Clary, Hugh and Rupert's daughters, are sharing a flat in London. Polly works for an interior decorator and Clary for a literary agent. Polly's brother Simon is at Oxford and Clary's brother Neville is still at Stowe. While Rupert was away, Zoe gave birth to their daughter Juliet. Rachel lives for others, which her great friend Margot Sidney, Sid, who is a violin teacher in London, often finds hard. Edward's wife, Villy, has a sister, Jessica Castle, married to Raymond. They have four children, Angela, who has become engaged to an American, Christopher, who lives in a caravan with his dog and works for a farmer, Nora, who married a paraplegic and has taken over the Castle House in Surrey as a nursing home for seriously wounded men, and Judy, who is still at boarding school. Miss Millamant is the very old family governess and is to live with Villy and Edward when they move back to London. Diana McIntosh, Edward's lady, has had a child by him. Archie Lestrange, Rupert's oldest friend, is still working at the Admiralty and is the recipient of most of the family's confidences. Casting Off begins in July 1945, soon after Rupert's return to England. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Brothers, July 1945.
So I thought if I stayed until the autumn, it would give you plenty of time to find someone suitable. Naturally, I wouldn't want to put you out.
In the silence that followed, she sought and discovered a small white lace handkerchief in the sleeve of her cardigan and unobtrusively, ineffectively, blew her nose. Her hay fever was always troublesome at this time of year. Hugh gazed at her in dismay.
I shall never find anyone remotely as suitable as you.
The compliment struck her as a small stone and she flinched. One of the things she had been dreading about this conversation was his being nice to her.
They say nobody is indispensable, don't they? She returned.
Although when it came to the point, like now, she did not feel this to be true at all.
You've been with me so long, I shall be lost without you.
When she had first come, all the girls had had shingled hair. Hers was now grey.
It must be over 20 years. Goodness, how time flies.
That's what they say.
This, she thought, was not true either. But in all of the 23 years, she would never have dreamed of arguing with him. She could see now that he was upset. A small pulse at the side of his forehead became noticeable, and any moment now he would run his hand fretfully onto it and up into his hair.
And I suppose, he said when he had finished rubbing his head, but there's no way that I could get you to change your mind.
She shook her head.
It's Mother, you see. As I said earlier, she can't manage on her own all day anymore.